Here we are, latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm Tom Hill. Newcastle United's improved financial situation following their takeover has seen them look towards some more exuberant signings. Mike Ashley accepted a bid from Saudi Arabian-backed consortium last week and it went through. Newcastle have now become the richest team in world football. Their owners are even 10 times wealthier than that of Man City. As expected, the rumours are going rife and all over the place. Players and managers are being linked. Steve Bruce's long-term replacement has been seen names of Antonio Conte, Brendan Rodgers and Steven Gerrard. Despite their newly found riches, Newcastle have been interested in one of their main targets this summer. Boubacar Kamara could still join the Magpies. A bid of £11.8 million was swiftly knocked back this month. Reports suggest that Kamara was also unwilling to drop out of European competition to play at St James's Park. But now with their newfound riches, it could well be seen that he could be more tempted to join the club. Into other news, and Newcastle manager Steve Bruce is reportedly a man in a dangerous position. Reports have suggested that sacking him would cost around £8 million. Reports suggest that Newcastle are weighing up their options and are unwilling to pull the trigger just yet. Other news that's seen them be linked with certain players is Marino Diaz. Newcastle are interested in signing the striker. The takeover has allowed them to look at some more expensive players, as we said earlier, and Diaz is a bit further down the pecking order at Real Madrid than he would like, meaning that reports have suggested that Newcastle could make him their first signing. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.